I've got to do another one. Michael is such a wealth of information, and he just told me he also knows how to roast coffee like the Ethiopians. You've got an Ethiopian friend?
That's right, yeah. And I just got them to teach me how to do it.
So how do you do it?
It's the style of the way they make the coffee that brings the best out of the coffee, with a clay coffee pot, and the way that the coffee is ground and brewed in a certain kind of way.
But they don't do espresso, do they?
No, not as far as I know. No.
They drink it immediately, actually, don't they?
They roast it and drink it immediately, yeah. Which you can do. I think you've got to grind the coffee in a certain way when you do it that way.
Yeah, but don't extract it with pressure. Just let it kind of brew.
And that's another thing, because so many different things make a difference to the way you make coffee. My only advice to people is just keep trying different coffees and make the best of it and enjoy it, really.
Have you ever managed, with the same beans and the same process, to make two coffees taste exactly the same?
That's almost impossible. Yeah. I would say, for my taste buds, things are the same to a certain degree, but I also know that actually to be exactly the same...
It's impossible, because it's organic, isn't it?
I mean, because you can even get a pure coffee, make it on an espresso, like the Indian AAA, and then 5 cups down the line, there'll be a slightly different flavour to it. Because of the way the coffee is.
So you're telling me that actually Ricardo, when he gave me that coffee, it was a fluke?
No.
It was so good?
No. All of us care about what we do.
Yes. No, I can see that. And that transpires.
And that way you get the best out of it, don't you?
Yeah. Well, thanks again for talking to me, Michael. I'll let you get back to work, or else you'll get the sack. No, you won't get the sack.
The coffee sack,
Coffee sack, yeah. What a treat to be here. Fantastic. I'm going to go and have a little wander around and maybe see another few big roasters in action. Or
only one.